Now to another front in the fight to protect intellectual property, the battle against cyber squatting. That's the practice where someone impersonates an individual or a company online. The idea is to sell that website or profile to the real deal at a later date. You're probably aware that that's been going on the web for years now. Maybe someone even got your name before you did. Now, social networking sites like Facebook and Twitter are plagued by the problem.
There's somebody twittering right now saying they're Susan Boyle. It's clearly not Susan Boyle. You know, there was James Murdoch on there. It's not James Murdoch.
But that is Julia Angwin. She's a technology editor at the Wall Street Journal and author of the book Stealing MySpace.
All these sites that claim to authenticate identity are really using sort of halfway measures, and none of them are foolproof.
Here's a case in point, Twitter. The service bans the sale of its accounts, but recently, Angwin says CNN got around those rules with one cyber squatter. He'd been tweeting under the name CNNBRK, like breaking news, I guess. The cable network ended up taking over the account and signing him to a consulting deal.